Well, it was a big night last night, and we're going to have one more of these coming up next Tuesday night, and that is the college football playoff rankings. And joining us, as he does each and every Wednesday on this program, happy holidays, happy Thanksgiving to our good friend Brad Edwards, who is back in the wonderful Connecticut, the Yankee state of Connecticut. He joins us on the Bud Light Hotline. And, Brad, it's I wish you were here. You know, the last 2 weeks we got spoiled seeing you in studio, and now you're back up there with all your Yankee brethren.
Yeah, it was fun while it lasted, but I'm back here, and I think it was in the 20s this morning. It's been a little chilly, so I had to get used to that. But I'll say this for you, Pat: if anyone accuses you of having a baby face, one way to get rid of that is to grow a beard.
No,
I can't recall ever seeing a baby with a beard. So if you ever want people to stop saying that about you, just do what I did.
Well, I know you're around the same age.
Hair also helps.
Well, I know you're around the same age as I am.
Well, his hair is thinning, so it's like a baby's hair. Yeah. It hasn't come all the way in.
Yeah, whatever. All right, let's talk about this college football playoff. Any shock at all last night that Ohio State leapfrogged Alabama?
No. I mean, you could certainly look at some things like, you know, number of top 25 wins and say, okay, Alabama's got more than Ohio State. But if you're actually watching the teams play, the Buckeyes have improved pretty significantly since the early season loss to Oregon. Maybe it took them a couple weeks after that to get going, but their offense has been excellent all season. The defense has shown significant growth. And I contrast that with Alabama, which since the Texas A&M loss has had some good performances on defense, but then they've had some other games, like last Saturday against Arkansas, where you say, what was that? Where did that come from? And then obviously the offense has been really good all year. But then, you know, just a few weeks ago, you had the LSU game where they got held to 20 points. So I think the lack of consistency for Alabama in the month of November really contributed to this. And I know last week when I was in the studio with y'all, we were talking about the scenarios where Alabama might be able to survive a close loss to Georgia in the SEC championship game and still make the playoff. And I've made the comment that I thought the Arkansas game was really important toward that, because if you're going to convince the selection committee that even though you're not a conference champion, you're still obviously better than some of the conference champs that you'll be compared against, you can't be having close calls on your home field late in the season against teams that are not ranked in the top 10. And so at the same time as Alabama, I don't want to say was taken to the wire, because that would be inaccurate, but they, you know, they were definitely made uncomfortable by Arkansas last Saturday, and had to go, you know, pretty much the whole 60 minutes to clinch that game. With that happening on the same day as Ohio State being up 49-0 against a team that, look, I mean, anybody who watches college football, and I think we talked about this last week too, Michigan State's not a top 10 team. They never were a top 10 team. They were the beneficiary of a really friendly schedule. But I don't think it's a stretch to say Michigan State in reality is closer to what Arkansas is or Mississippi State is. When you look at it through that prism, if you're saying, okay, Michigan State and Arkansas are similar, then, yeah, I mean, I think what happened last Saturday justifies jumping Ohio State over Alabama.
Brad Edwards, formerly of ESPN, discussing the college football playoff rankings, which were unveiled last night, and all the possible scenarios we could see in this regular season with rivalry week wrapping things up, and then the conference championship games coming up next weekend. One team that will not be competing, though, Brad, is Notre Dame. So I want to discuss Notre Dame, where they currently sit in Cincinnati. Yes, Michigan State, they were the beneficiaries of a very, I would guess, friendly schedule is the way to put it. But Notre Dame, the one game that they had played, now some of those teams preseason that they had on their schedule, and they won those games, they turned out not to be the teams that we thought they were going to be. So where Oklahoma State sits right now, a win over Oklahoma in Stillwater on Saturday, and then a win in the Big 12 championship game, is that a leapfrog where we could see Oklahoma State leapfrog Cincinnati and also Notre Dame when the final playoff rankings come out?
Yeah, I don't think there's any doubt that a one-loss Oklahoma State as the Big 12 champion is going to jump over Notre Dame. The question is, would it be enough to get them over Cincinnati? My gut feeling is that it would be. Now, some of that is going to be, you know, in Cincinnati's hands as far as, you know, do they go out and dominate their last two opponents, including one that's now ranked by the committee, the way that they did last Saturday against SMU, or do they have another close call somewhere along the way? They could certainly help themselves by being impressive down the stretch. But I still think, based on everything we've seen in recent years, that there's going to be this factor of schedule strength that Cincinnati is still going to have to overcome. I don't think there was any way to really get around putting Cincinnati in the top four, given what happened, you know, with the teams that were ranked right above them and then right behind them. But, you know, is it enough for them to hang on if Oklahoma State were to add two more wins that, according to the committee right now, are top 10 caliber? To me, that's very questionable. I would favor Oklahoma State to get in over Cincinnati, or I should say to be ranked ahead of Cincinnati. It's possible they could both get in, depending on how it shakes out. But I would favor Oklahoma State in that scenario if they win the next 2 weeks.
Okay, help sell me, or if you're sitting in the room, sell the rest of those 12 other people on that committee. Alabama loses to Georgia, field goal in Atlanta. Does Alabama have a story? Do they have the resume to get into the college football playoff?
I don't think so. Now, you know, that you asked the question, do they have the resume? And I think that's really what it comes down to with the committee. You know, I've said this to you so many times. They say they want the four best, but that's not really what they want. If Alabama, it doesn't matter whether they're ranked 2, 3, you know, going into the SEC championship game, after what Georgia has done all season, if Alabama or anyone else were to play them down to the wire, there would be nothing that they had done the rest of the year that would make a greater statement that they're one of the four best teams than that loss, you know, that result of playing Georgia and stretching them to the limit. Yet, I don't think that the committee is going to base its decision on whether you look like a top four team in the final game that you played. I think they're going to base it on, you know, are you a conference champion? How many boxes do you check in the other criteria? And, you know, I think for Alabama, one of the things that we saw last night, I think it went unnoticed by most, but Mississippi State dropped out of the top 25, I would assume because of two things. One, it played an FCS opponent, and two, Auburn, which was one of its better wins. Auburn was diminished, certainly, even though it was not a full-strength Auburn. Losing at South Carolina made that win for Mississippi State look worse. So you wonder if Mississippi State, especially if they lose the Egg Bowl, is that win going to mean anything to the committee at all, or is it simply going to be, hey, they've got to win over a top 10 Ole Miss, and then after that, you know, what do you have? Maybe an Arkansas that's barely ranked? I mean, so I just don't think that Alabama is going to have enough quality wins to convince that committee that they deserve to be in the playoff. Once again, forget, are they one of the top four? They are one of the four best teams. The question is, do they deserve to be in the playoff? And I think the answer to the committee, or answer from the committee, will be if they lose a second game, that no, they don't deserve to be.
Hanging out with Brad Edwards, formerly of ESPN, author of Dynasty by the Numbers, wonderful gift idea with the holidays just around the corner, not only for Alabama fans, but college football fans alike. You can go to BamaDynastyBook.com and get that right now. You can order it right now. Have it here in time, well in time for the holidays. It's a wonderful book. We have copies, and we can promise you it is certainly worth having, not only on your coffee table, but there in your home. And it's a book that will just fascinate you and very well put together. Again, Dynasty by the Numbers, BamaDynastyBook.com. So, Brad, when we look at just ultimate chaos, if we want to go just mega chaos this weekend, what could you see playing out and how some of these different scenarios could present themselves when the playoff committee meets again next week and we get those final regular season rankings?
Yeah, to me, there's not a lot that could happen this weekend if you don't think Cincinnati could lose to East Carolina. Maybe they could. I mean, they play as poorly as they did a few weeks ago and in some of those games, then it's possible. But I think the biggest domino that could set up some chaos would be for Michigan to beat Ohio State. Because I think Michigan is capable of losing the Big Ten championship game. I don't think Ohio State is. So if you wanted to have a scenario where the Big Ten has a three-loss champion, then I think it starts with Michigan winning that rivalry game on Saturday. And so if we start there, you know, whatever happens in Bedlam, you know, that it's going to affect who plays in the Big 12 championship game, but it's not necessarily going to create any scenario where the Big 12 is guaranteed to have a two-loss champ. So to me, I think those are the ones this weekend that would have the biggest possibility to really create some chaotic situations would be the off chance that Cincinnati could slip up after finally making the top four, but more than anything, the possibility of Michigan knocking off Ohio State, and then it's only going to change something if Michigan were to turn around and then lose in the Big Ten title game.
All right, Brad, so let me ask you this about Oklahoma. Oklahoma runs the table the rest of the way, including Bedlam, Big 12 champion. Right now they're currently sitting at number 10. Do they sniff a spot near that top four where there's a big debate over the Sooners, although they've kind of slept walked through the season so far?
Yeah, I think Oklahoma's tougher to make the argument for than Oklahoma State just because they have been, I was going to say so inconsistent. I don't think they have been inconsistent. I think they've been highly consistent in showing that they're not very good. And just week after week of close calls against teams that are almost all unranked by the selection committee. So Oklahoma might need to do more than just win. They might need to flip a switch and actually control these last couple of games from start to finish. Certainly, if they were able to do that this weekend at Oklahoma State, that would be huge for them. You know, I still think that Oklahoma, as a conference champion, would have a good chance to get over Notre Dame. I think that the argument for Oklahoma over Cincinnati is going to be a lot tougher to make just because, you know, you look at Cincinnati and say, well, they had a close call against Navy. They had a close call against Tulsa. I mean, look at Oklahoma, what Oklahoma's done, you know, against some weaker opposition. So I think that if you're Cincinnati, that's what you want. You want Oklahoma to win this game because I think it's less of a sure thing that the Sooners are going to have a good case for being in the top four if they win out. But I'm not saying no case. The committee is always going to have to give serious consideration to a one-loss Power 5 champion, and that's what Oklahoma could be when it's all said and done.
Always great stuff. Brad Edwards, once again, his Dynasty by the Numbers book you can order right now at BamaDynastyBook.com. That's BamaDynastyBook.com, just in time for the holidays. Brad, we're thankful for a lot of things. We're certainly thankful for you and all that you provide us and your friendship. Thank you very much. Y'all have a happy Thanksgiving.
I'm thankful for y'all, too, and I appreciate you hosting me the previous 2 weeks. And it was a fun trip to Alabama that I had, and I thank you for being a part of it.
Well, thank you very much. That is Brad Edwards, Bama. DynastyBook.com. You can order your copy today.
The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, live from Detroit, and you can attend in person for free.
Welcome to the NFL Draft.
See the next NFL stars and experience the ultimate NFL fan festival, featuring live concerts, interactive games, player autographs, and more. The NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, April 25th through 27th. Visit NFL.com/draft access to register for free entry today.